Listen to verse 6 here. He says, therefore, night shall be unto you. And night and darkness, as we've seen in the prophets, always speaks of judgment. And it speaks of judgment in two different ways. Of the direct intervention of God in the punishing of the offender. And then in the silence of God in not giving any revelation to man at all. And so here we have mentioned again, therefore night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision. That is, God will not reveal any new truth to you. And it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. In other words, the judgment that is coming to them is called here darkness, and the sun will go down. And what he's talking about, there will not be any light from the Word of God. The light which they formerly had from God, they will no longer have, this cessation of prophecy. Now, you will recall that actually Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, made reference to this. He said, love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Well, they'll fail in two different ways. They'll be fulfilled. And when they're fulfilled, then they have failed. That is, they no longer look forward to the future. In other words, they're no longer prophecies. They're now history. But in another way, then God does not reveal anything new to them. You have quite a hiatus between the Old and New Testament of approximately 400 years. The sun had gone down. And Malachi, the last one, promised that the sun had come up again. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. But they were entering the night at that time because there'd be no purpose of the sun coming up if it hadn't been night. It wouldn't make sense. And so they entered a long night, and that is the picture that is presented here. We today have moved into a unique position as a nation. I think very much the same position that these people had moved into. At the beginning of our nation, and it's so easy for the critic today and the very sophisticated historian today likes to tell about what barbarians our ancestors were, how narrow-minded they were, and what bigots they were that came to this country. Well, they were human beings, but they had a reverence for the Word of God. Even those that were not Christians had a reverence for the Word of God, and they had a certain knowledge of it, because actually the reason that both Harvard and Yale universities were founded were to train ministers so that people in this country would not be in the darkness of ignorance of the Word of God. But I tell you, the light's gone out, hasn't it? And today the very places that were supposed to be great educational centers, great lights for the country, they turned off God long time ago. And night's on us today. And the universities have had the worst riots of any places. They have become the very hotbed today of darkness. And that is where this worship of Satan originated in our day. And it's where it's being propagated today. I had a clipping the other day of where a professor has gone off into this sort of thing, the worship of Satan today, and indulging in the occult. May I say to you, we're in a period again, it would seem to me, when the sun of revelation has gone down. Now, what I mean, actually, by revelation is illumination of the Word of God. That today, the very centers that should be giving light from the Word of God are not doing it anymore. In fact, they're rejecting it, turning their back on it, and at the same time turning to the occult. Now, that's exactly what he's talking about here. Therefore, night shall be unto you, ye shall not have a vision. It shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine. The sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them.